Hicksville left. It's Wendy Snyder. Today's broadcast is live from the McHenry County Fair in Woodstock.
You're just clapping because we told you to clap.
No one told them to.
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine is here today. And a return appearance from the vice president of the McHenry County Fair, Rich Tobias, is with us. Welcome back.
Thank you for coming out to Woodstock. It's kind of nice to see. Great to see you out here. And we have a cow for you.
I know. I'm very excited about that. But now, I was listening to Bill and I trying to figure all these things out. Can you buy these animals? What exactly is going on at the fair?
Well, the buying of the animals is tomorrow. It's an auction. It's the 4-H auction. So a lot of these kids have raised these as projects. Mm-hmm. And then they will sell them. And certainly the excess funds are going to go to pay for their college or for the next animal until they go ahead and do that. So that auction goes on tomorrow starting at noon. And there'll be a series. And they'll get to the grand champions of the breeds, too.
Do the prices get really, really, really high? Or are they affordable?
Well, they're affordable for if you were a WGN radio personality.
Oh, what does a cow go for? I mean, I have no concept. Is it over $50?
Slightly
above,
like $10,000. I mean, no, I have
well,
no idea.
If this was the state fair, you'd pay $30,000, $50,000 at the state fair. We're not going to pay that much here, but you'll probably get a cow for $4 or $5 or $6 a pound, and they weigh 1,200 to 1,400 pounds. So
Jeez.
You're going to pay $10,000.
Maybe do math. That's a lot.
No, I know. David Hochberg helped me refinance a cow years ago.
Is that still, I figured you probably did.
I can
yeah.
still pull that off. Yeah,
very okay. good.
And there, I mean. All right, what does a pig go for? I love bacon. I got to tell you, I'm sorry. They're really cute, and I love them. I love bacon.
But you'll probably see $4 or $5 a pound for a pig,
too. That's
not
bad. That's
200-pound pig.
Yeah.
300-pound pig.
Yeah. Wendy, what would it cost to put you in this pig today? What's a price that makes you happy that we could buy? That's so cool. Let's talk about this. The history of this fair, it's been going on for 70-some-odd years,
71 years at this site.
Yeah.
We actually had a fair back in 1854 in Woodstock. People don't realize that. It was done in the square downtown, mm-hmm. and it was agricultural. So they'd bring their cattle, their cows, and they would judge them and everything else. And then around 1919, after World War I, and then into the Depression, the fair went away. We picked mm-hmm. it back up in 1949 after World War II,
mm-hmm.
and we've essentially been on this site for 71 years. We
wow.
were a little farther west. When the county sold that property, we ended up having to move a little farther east and north.
But yeah. Has it changed dramatically in those 71 years? What did
oh,
we see
I then? Think it has to some extent, and yet we put the grandstands back up this year.
Yeah.
And those grandstands were up for a long time by Massey Hall, which is back to the west a little.
Yeah.
That's gone. And bands like Charlie Daniels and others were here back in the, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s or whatever. And we took them down about 20 years ago when Jewel came in.
Yeah.
And so now we're going back to some bigger bands and bigger events in the grandstand area.
That's
so
excellent.
That's probably sort of a return to what was. There's always been food and there's been
sure.
animal shows. 4-H is huge, and you're going to talk to a couple of 4-H
yeah.
ambassadors later on today. So
yes.
4-H is huge here in McHenry County.
Yeah,
all right, now we hear some engines revving, and we were warned that the truck and tractor pull will be going on kind of right behind us. How do you do that?
Well, what you get a green tractor. No, I'm sorry. you get a tractor. It doesn't matter what color it really is. And these are antiques that they're doing first. And they'll modify the engine, perhaps, allow it to pull a little better. Later on tonight, we have the really souped-up tractors, that jet engines and those kinds of
really?
Things. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they pull the tractor a certain distance with a certain weight, and they see who can pull the most weight and the longest distance and those kinds of things. We did that with horses on Wednesday. We had a horse pulls.
Yeah. Oh.
Haven't had them here ever.
What does the winner get?
There's prize money for the winner, and we usually give them a ribbon.
Money and a ribbon.
It's worth it. And I have to ask you this. We've been talking about this particular event, and it sounds different than I bet it is. What is the horse pleasure?
Oh, the pleasure horse show.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I said it backwards.
Are there kids
what,
here?
What is the
There's
pleasure?
Some kids here.
No,
so.
But I just don't know what that even means.
Okay, so you would really like, if you're going to ride a horse, you'd really like that horse to be pleasurable to ride. You'd hate to be bucked off the horse.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the Western pleasure, they'll be wearing Western-type clothing. They'll have the old cowboy-looking saddle. and the garb, and they'll
put the big horn on it to hold on.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. That's not a pleasurable horse. Come on. You gotta hold on
that. I'm sorry.
Really? You can't hold on to the horn of the saddle?
No, that's for roping, and if you hook the rope on there for...
But I am such an urban person.
Everyone knows that.
Shut up. You did not.
but a pleasure horse would give you a nice trot, a nice lope.
Smooth.
You'd be able to ride around. You ride around the ring, and the judge looks to see that the horse has the gait all the time.
Yeah,
is a smooth riding horse. You're not being bounced all over the place, etc. And they do that with both Western, and they do it with English. So English style would be a little bit more formal. They'll wear a formal coat, the high boots, and those kinds of things. Whether they're hunter or regular or the other English.
And have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, many times. I have.
All right, because I took lessons with my sister. My sister now owns a horse. She loves horses. I was afraid. Those things are big. You're up there. That's pretty high. So galloping was, I felt like I had to hold on to the horse's neck because it does throw you all over the place. If you can get them into a canter, that is definitely smoother ride.
That's correct. You'd like to get a nice jog or a nice trot, a nice canter, nice lope.
Yeah. How does a state fair differ from a county fair? I know one is bigger. I get that. The state's bigger. But other than that, what are the differences?
Well, I've been to Illinois and a couple other state fairs. They have obviously a lot more animals, a lot bigger entertainment. They might have several entertainment venues. We have a large one and a small one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? It is definitely bigger. You'll see the champions of the 4-H here go on to the state fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll go on to the state fair to be champions there.
Do you guys have a pretty decent record in terms of sending winners?
We have a lot of people that we judged 4-H a couple of days ago, and there were several people who are going to be sent down state for that.
Excellent.
Fair.
That's great.
We're chatting with Rich Tobias, vice president of this McHenry County Fair, which we're live in action at today. So there are livestock shows. There are pageants. The banana derby. Bill's very excited
monkeys
about it.
Monkeys on dogs. Yeah, monkeys on dogs. Monkeys
That's the
dogs.
Only way we got him out here today.
I know, and we're trying to work that out right now to bring one of those capuchins up here for you.
Oh, those are the little monkeys were with the organ grinders.
Yeah.
Do they have little outfits on?
They have little outfits. They have jockey outfits.
Is there a way that I could wear a matching outfit with a monkey?
We'll work on that for you. I'll go to sewing, and we'll help you
so
something.
Much fun.
Great food. Talk about some of the food. I passed a corn dog vendor. I can't wait to get one later.
There's a lot of you go to a fair, you have food, and of course you have fair food, and then you also have other vendors and providing some things. So if you just go on the other side of the building here, you have 4-H, and the 4-H ambassadors are raising funds for them for that. So the 4-H, Farm Bureau brings in local food. You get a great pulled pork sandwich up there at Farm Bureau. We've got some restaurants from town that have provided. There's some food trucks that come in. If you want to eat food, you can get it. Baked potato, the sweet corn is here, so you can have sweet corn. A lot of different foods.
I saw lobster fries.
A lobster.
Really?
There is a crab shack down there, and he does lobster and shrimp and other things as well. Absolutely.
I'll meet you there after the show.
That sounds so good.
And sarsaparilla.
Yes.
Why is it spelled sarsaparilla, but we say sarsaparilla? Does anyone know the answer to that? Because it's driving me nuts.
No old cowboys in the audience today.
Isn't it just basically root beer because it's made from the sarsaparilla root?
Sort of like the same thing.
Very similar. Rich, you're the vice president of the fair. Will you run for president, and when are the debates?
We have 25 candidates that are running for that position right now.
You do two nights of debates?
We do two nights. We split them in half.
We almost have to.
I mentioned earlier driving out here, there's that round thing that turns out to be a hay bale.
Correct.
You're doing hay bale tossing?
We're going to do hay bale tossing, but you don't have to do one of those big bales.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they might weigh maybe 50, 60 pounds. The smaller ones, we're going to do that tonight. We'll see how far you can throw that hay bale. And if you'd like to practice, we can certainly set up the ring.
Oh, wouldn't that
be fun? You should do that.
I'd love to do that.
We can do that.
All
we can make it work
for you.
That's
fun.
And
Thank
another
you.
Thing that is pretty great is you have a Veterans Day here, a Scouts Day, a First Responders Day here. A round of applause to all those awesome people, and thank you to you for celebrating them.
We do something that's very unique, I think, to a lot of fairs. As some of the people have told us, we do a 21 tractor salute.
What is that?
What happens is the farmers, and many of them are veterans, and they have their antique tractors. They will bring them into the arena, and we will read the names of soldiers that we have lost to McHenry County over the years. And they ride in behalf of those soldiers. And then we usually have a speaker comes in. And then after the short speech, then we will... they'll rev up their engines. We'll play Taps. We'll play Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And it's really a very touching salute to the veterans of McHenry County.
Very, very nice.
And, you know, whether you believe it or not, our climate is changing tremendously. It totally affects the farmers. So if you're listening on WGN right now, bring the kids out. Lots of conservation and education for them as well.
We added Conservation World probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it's out by the creek. And we have
Crick.
All right, I'll say Crick. It's out by the Crick. So we have a butterfly house there.
Yeah.
We have a lot of McHenry County College is there talking about horticulture. The Extension Master Gardeners are there answering questions, and we also have there's a pollinator garden, so native
bees.
We have beehives out there, so we have bat pollinator, that beehive forage area. Mm-hmm. The 4-H group has a vegetable garden out there. The McHenry County Defenders, who is a large group that talks about composting, recycling. They do a great job here in the county. They're out there with the IDNR, the Audubon Society, Land Conservancy.
Wow.
All of those groups are in Conservation World, and it's a great place to get education on conservation and climate change. And then throughout the fair, we really try to make it our mission to have education. So you go into the barns, you learn something about a pig. You can learn about just about anything you want to know, and we try to make that because people need to know where their food comes
from. Absolutely. Rich, thank you for being here, and congratulations for all you've achieved here. This is a great day. We appreciate you inviting us out.
Well, thanks, and we're glad to have you out here. This is great for our fair. We appreciate it.
And this runs through Sunday?
Runs through Sunday afternoon when the carnival will be open, and then we do the auction on the chainsaw. You'll have him here later on.
Beautiful.
Hoo doggy.
Rich,
I just got to throw some of these things out there today. Come on, I didn't watch Yeehaw for years.
No,
for nothing.
I know. It's paying off. Rich Tobias,
thank
everybody.
You, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank
you. He's the vice president.
All right, well, this Hometown Voices live broadcast is from Woodstock today. As you heard, we are out at the McHenry County Fair. It's sponsored by the McHenry County Fair, and it runs through August 4th. We have plenty of guests. We are going to see monkeys riding dogs.
Yes.
That's the Banana Derby?
Yes, the Banana Derby.
You may throw a hay bale.
I'm thinking about it.
And I will milk a cow.
That's definite.
That's all coming up, so stay tuned.
All right, it's news time right now. This report is sponsored by Ashnalla Supper Club. Here with the news, Steve Bertrand.